care about each other and we care about the customer. And it, by the way, it's not up here. It's here. Yeah. It's in the heart.
It's great to have Gregory Marino here with us today, CEO of Kaplan North America. Greg, welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me, Lewis.
Well, it's wonderful. Congratulations first on becoming a most loved workplace.
Well, it's great to be, you know, recognized, you know, for the, you know, with the award, especially during the, you know, the times we're in. So glad to be with you and also to be recognized as one of the most loved workplaces.
There's so many reasons why Kaplan is a most loved workplace, right? Because you really revolutionized the entire education management industry, the whole education industry, especially online, right? You know, and this kind of feeling throughout Kaplan that that's a part of your mission and vision. Tell me, in your words, what it is that makes Kaplan a most loved workplace.
Sure. Well, you know, first, just a, you know, a little bit, you know, about Kaplan. I mean, Kaplan is one of the world's largest and most diverse education providers. We've been around for over 80 years, and you know, core to what we do, it's very much about expanding educational access and leading academic innovation. A lot of people know Kaplan for our preparation for standardized tests. So we help high school students get into the, you know, the college of their dreams, so they go on to become a, you know, a teacher or engineer or whatever it is that they dream. The vast majority of doctors have prepared with us, as has nurses and lawyers and financial advisors, as they've studied with us for their, you know, their licensing exam. And of course, we've got a global presence as well, as students come to the States through one of our Kaplan programs or one of our experiences, you know, such as language learning. So we've got this, you know, long history and deep experience in providing educational services to not only students, but corporations and universities as well. And I think the what we do is a core part of what makes Kaplan a place that that, you know, that people love. I've been with the organization for close to 30 years. I've worked in many of the different parts of the organization, and I, you know, personally know the functions and moved up through the ranks. But it is what we do, I think, that and how we do it that drives this this attraction to the, you know, to the workplace. We love our students. We love our partners, and there's a true partnership, an investment in ensuring that our students and partners are successful. So when you go home at night, I think that really, you know, really that impactful work resonates, because you know that you know, made a difference in somebody's life and possibly for generations to come.
It's really a great thing to hear that connection to your company's mission. Kaplan was founded 83 years ago in 1938, when access to higher education, especially for women, was limited. And to have that kind of inner core purpose is just incredible. And the breadth, really, too. 1.1 million students and professionals around the world. Wow.
There's a lot of students that have came through the Kaplan doors, and, you know, lives that have been changed as a, you know, as a result. We partner with, you know, universities to help them go online, K-12 institutions to help prepare their students. It's not that all that, you know, uncommon to be at a social gathering and run into a Kaplan alum, or, you know, if you're in a doctor's office to hear that the person that's treating you or getting ready for you to see the doctor has come through the Kaplan doors as well.
One of the things that really struck me as well was what you've done to really foster this collaborative and caring environment during what has really saddled all of us during the COVID era, which is going back to work. And you have made this swift shift of the entire company to a remote work environment while really maintaining the customer focus and increasing productivity and engagement all the while. Tell us how you did it.
Yeah, I mean, kudos to the to the team for helping with the with the transition, and I think a big part of the fact that a large part of the organization and our student facing functions were already in a digital format allowed us to help facilitate the transition for our back office functions to an online environment. I mean, for starters, it was co-authored by the team, so there's some, fundamentals that need to be in place. You need access to the systems, and not underestimating the importance and the amount of work that went into that, and being able to receive phone calls or, chats from our, our customers. But there were some other, elements that needed to be accommodated in a successful transition to the online remote environment. And getting that feedback from our employees on what would make a highly engaged remote environment successful allowed us to be able to incorporate that that feedback and make the necessary changes that were important to keep engagement high. If you think about the amount of face-to-face time that we had. And the fun elements that were incorporated as well in a face-to-face environment, we had to figure out how to bring that online. So just coming off of Halloween last month, that costume contest that we had in a face-to-face environment, we replicated as best as possible in an online environment. Our Trivia Pursuit tournament that we had in the past continued. Our talent shows that were in place previously have moved to a virtual environment. So those softer elements were also key parts of our remote transition, in addition to ensuring that we were there for our customers.
And the really important question is, what did you dress up for at the costume contest?
Yeah, me. What I dressed up, we tend to have. Team-based costume. So this year we went with the Top Gun theme. So we were all in our flight suits as we were dressing up. Some really fun ones in years past. I think just not too long ago, we all took on a character from Greece. It's a lot of fun. But quite honestly, our team, our employees, had some really really creative costumes. And One fun thing this year was the whole family was able to participate. So from infants dressed up in costumes to teenagers that were still in a remote classroom environment participated in our Halloween costume contest this year.
That speaks volumes about having the family involved. I can kind of imagine at that moment exactly what you meant by authoring, right? You co-authored this new environment and people became part of it. No wonder why engagement and productivity went up.
You know, if the significant other and the kids or the mother and father are fans of, of Kaplan, we also know that our team, our employees, will be highly engaged and long tenured employees. So family is certainly core to our value system.
So tell me more about this. You consolidated Kaplan's three major business units into one integrated Kaplan North America organization. That's another wow. You have these really huge things that you've accomplished as someone who really manages and transforms and changes the company.
You know, what's what made it interesting and probably a little more difficult than your normal restructure is that it also happened in the backdrop of COVID. We were previously organized in these three separate business units: our Kaplan Test Preparation Division, our Professional Division, and our Higher Education Division, which was very much an internal construct. But when our customers thought about Kaplan Reach, and they weren't thinking about those units in a distinct way, But there was a lot of overlap in terms of products that universities and businesses were very much interested in that went across those, you know, those lines. And I think we weren't able to completely solve the complete solution for our customer because of our internal organizing. So we consolidated into one unit under an internal holding unit of Kaplan North America, still part of the larger Kaplan portfolio. But we now go to market as one organization. We operate as one organization, and most importantly, our customers have access to a wide range of products. We have products that go pretty much from cradle to grave. You could prepare with us for an SAT to get into college. And then if you're thinking about going to medical school, prepare with us for your MCAT to get into medical school. But then when you have to sit for your boards, you can prepare with us for USMLE, for United States Medical Licensing Exam, and then continuing education. That's required. Or if you wanted to go for, you know, a different degree or add another credential, those typically happen in different business units. But it's not necessarily the way the student educational journey transpired. So we made that a little bit different so that you could take advantage of all the products and offerings that we have throughout the portfolio.
Does a lot, too, with the concept of inclusion and innovation, transparency. You can do it all in one rather than all these separate units. And it is consistent with the lens of your company and your values, really.
Yeah, definitely very much the case. The student experience, the customer experience is important. We want to try to figure out how best to remove as many administrative tasks as possible so our students can stay focused on their student outcome. So most of the enhancements, the optimization comes from the voice of the customer. And this was the reorganizing was one of the pieces of insights and feedback that we heard from our customer.
Brilliant. You don't often hear how the connection of people operations, HR, and business makes sense. That just made sense very strongly, and has the people focus is enormous. How did Most Love Workplace come at a good time for you?
If you think about it, a lot of change happening throughout corporate America. You hear and read a lot about the great resignation that's taking place currently. We want to be on the other side of that. We want to be a beneficiary of what's going on in the marketplace. And being recognized as a most loved workplace, you see this movement within the industry, couldn't come at a better time. There's engagement surveys that we do regularly to collect feedback. There are various forums that we have. We don't participate much in the external recognition items. We should do a little bit more of that. And this was one of those early entrees in that. But as you start to calibrate and baseline against other organizations, it was just a good support point, proof point to help show that all the work that we put in, and more importantly, all the work that our employees put in to making this a great place, a loved workplace, was certainly certainly appreciated and something that we celebrate.
Greg, you're great. You're a great CEO. We really appreciate having you on the show today and you being a Most Loved Workplace. Thanks so much for being on Most Loved Leader Show today.
Appreciate the time. Thank you.